Did you know that
weather
air has weight? It does.
And
we call it atmospheric
Peters.
Pressure, which is defined as the force per unit area exerted against a surface by the weight of air above that surface at any given point in the Earth's atmosphere. In most circumstances, atmospheric pressure is closely approximated by the hydrostatic pressure caused by the weight of air above the measured point. Low-pressure areas have less atmospheric mass above their location, while high-pressure areas have more atmospheric mass above their location. In a similar fashion, as elevation increases, there is less overlying atmospheric mass, so that the pressure decreases with increasing elevation. A column of air 1 square inch in cross-section, measured from sea level to the top of the atmosphere, would weigh approximately 14.7 pound force, or simply pounds. We often hear of mean sea level pressure, which is the pressure at sea level, or when measured at a given elevation of land, the station pressure is reduced to sea level, assuming an isothermal layer at the station temperature. This is the pressure normally given in weather reports on radio, television, or on the internet. When barometers in the home are set to match the local weather reports, they measure pressure reduced to sea level, not the actual local atmospheric pressure. The reduction to sea level means that the normal range of fluctuations in pressure is the same for everyone. The pressures which are considered high pressure or low pressure do not depend on geographical location. This makes those isobars seen on a weather map meaningful and useful tools, since the pressure values are all relative to a common reference. Well, such a weighty topic with all the high pressure we've seen lately. Do you have a question about the weather? Drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com and we'll try to find an explanation for you.